On the show today, we have Pure IT Creating Services' very own Jack Smith and Purity Technologies' Robbie Wright talking about how Pure IT has acquired Purity Technology to bring more modern mobility services to credit unions. Oh, really, really good stuff here from Jack and Robbie, so check it out. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have two fine gentlemen in the financial technology world serving credit unions to their best of their abilities. And their abilities are pretty high these days. So so we're happy to have Pure IT Credit Union Services, Jack Smith on the show right below us. Jack, how are you, sir?
I'm fantastic. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Good to have you here. And then right next to me is Mr. Robbie Wright from Purity Technology. Robbie, how are you, sir?
Doing great.
Good. Glad to have you guys here, and a belated Happy New Year to you all as well. So
Happy New Year to you as well.
Yeah, well, thank you. Thank you. Hey, big news here on your front here. Pure IT has acquired Purity Technology to bring more services to credit. You guys are kind of joining forces to make your offerings that much stronger. And so I'm going to start with you on this one, Robbie. Just a quick little history lesson or a quick little elevator speech on Purity Technology. Can you briefly tell us about Purity Technology? And maybe Jack, you can chime in with some history there that you want to talk about as well. So Robbie, yeah, I'll let you go sure. First.
Yeah. So at Purity today, we specialize in kind of the Microsoft 365 stack and Azure and helping get those tools securely deployed into community financial institutions, so credit unions and small banks.
Gotcha.
And we want credit unions not to have to kind of worry about what the cloud means to them, if it's secure, and some of the steps they have to go through in those. And so Purity's been on a transition the last couple of years that I've been here and been involved with it. And I'm going to let Jack talk a little bit about kind of the history of it and how Pure IT is involved and where we're going in the future.
Right on. Jack?
Sure. So, Mike, this is really interesting. So we founded, Stacy King and I founded Purity Technology back in 2011.
Oh, my God.
And initially, yeah. And so we were an IT services organization. We started here in Houston, and we were really focused primarily at the time on oil and gas as well as healthcare, because that's a very large part of the sector here in Houston. Now, we did have some financial institutions that we were supporting at that time and doing some IT consulting and project work for. As we morphed in and started helping, when I got the call from Lone Star Credit Union back in 2015 to come help them, we just came in as Purity Technology. And through that process is where Pure IT was born. Becky said, credit unions really need this kind of help. And have you thought about servicing credit unions? Do you know what a QSO is? And I was like, no. And so as we pivoted and we actually started to neglect Purity. And so we pivoted into Pure IT. We started Pure IT. We started servicing credit unions. It started to grow very quickly and very rapidly. And so I realized I needed to bring someone in to actually run Purity and to grow it and to actually pivot it into the cloud and into Azure. And so we started looking for a CEO to bring in to run that organization. And we were, because I could not do it. I mean, I just can't, no man can serve two masters, right? I couldn't give Purity the time, and I was giving it all to Pure IT. And so we brought Robbie in, and he did a phenomenal job of taking the organization from, because we were focused, and it took a huge dip in revenue because he transitioned the company out of the services we were providing into a full Azure cloud services stack. And it took time, and it took a lot of effort and a lot of energy. And Robbie did a phenomenal job in doing that. And so over the last 3 years, there was always a plan to slowly but surely, hopefully bring it in as it strategically made sense. And as the industry has started to really move, and we feel like is making headwinds into feeling comfortable with cloud and more secure in the cloud, we felt like it was time. And so, Robbie, I'll let you take it from there, but that's really how this whole thing kind of happened.
Right.
And when we brought Robbie in 4 years ago, and what a great job he's done. So Robbie, I'll throw it back to you.
Yeah. Our, where we've been focusing Purity and now moving all of this kind of into Pure IT. One of the kind of the phrases we use is modern mobility. A lot of credit unions have maybe legacy versions of software and applications that have kind of held them back at one point or another. It's easy to point fingers at cores, of course. But lots of credit unions have kind of been stuck by IT, or they have, they're out of resources or out of infrastructure and need large capital budgets to have to replace hardware or software stacks. And so our vision for the future with credit unions in an Azure and 365 specific environment is being able to remove a lot of that larger scale CapEx and not have to worry about some of the information security related items as much as they used to have to. What we spend a lot of time doing is aligning the ASET cybersecurity maturity model. Any viewer that doesn't know what the ASET is, it's a tool from the FFIEC that helps financial institutions gauge where they need to be on a maturity level for their cybersecurity okay. stance. It covers technology tools, but also governance, policies, things like that.
Okay.
And so we effectively take the ASET and figure out where the right maturity level for the credit union should be, mm-hmm. you know, where they want to be 2 years from mm-hmm. now. And then we overlay that on top of the 365 and Azure stack and help them figure out how to get there.
Okay.
And so in a perfect world, you know, Mike Lawson becomes a new employee of, you know, ABC Credit Union, and you get a care package in the mail that has a brand new MacBook or a brand new Surface or laptop, but then it's still in plastic. And you open it up and it says, "Welcome, Mike, to the credit union." And you log in, you get an MFA challenge, and all of the stuff gets installed automatically for mm-hmm. you. And on the back end, the IT group and the information security group know that that endpoint's been secured. They know that it's checking in properly.
Nice.
And we're able to automate that process, lock those endpoints down really securely, and really help make that employee experience a much simpler thing. Mm-hmm. So the credit union isn't bound by traditional IT problems like they have been in the past.
Yeah, especially what we've been through in the past couple of years, right? So, because there's nothing traditional about what we've been through in the last couple of years.
No. And Rocky said a word in there that was really important, MFA, multi-factor yeah. authentication. Yeah. And so if you knew how many credit unions are reaching out to us right now about MFA, because guess who's bringing that to bear? The NCUA. Do you have multi-factor authentication enabled in your credit union or all your users? And so it's happening. And the way that Robbie has built what we call modern mobility, it's just an automatic. So when we bring it to a credit union, it takes care of a lot of these things mm-hmm. that the NCUA is going to be looking for, and it checks them off of
nice.
That list.
Nice.
Without them even having to factor or think about it.
Yeah.
And so for us strategically, it makes a lot of sense. The other thing about modern mobility that Robbie's designed and that we're so glad to get is it helps smaller institutions and mid-sized institutions that may not have, he kind of alluded to it, that don't have IT people or don't have IT full-time IT resources or thinking about you, they use mom and pop down the street for their IT support. Well, this gets them secure. This gets them NCUA compliant. It takes care of a lot of those things because mom and pop aren't going to know what a financial institution needs to meet NCUA guidelines and regulations.
Right,
they just
right.
don't. And they don't know the ASET. And they don't know the FFIC, and they don't know these things. And mm-hmm. so this is a built-in support service that he's developed for us that actually solves that issue for a lot of size credit unions that don't have that sophistication internally.
Yeah, typically. That's fantastic. And so, I mean, and you guys have answered probably all my questions that I wanted to ask you. But so that's a sign of a great interview. So thank you. Appreciate that. So
well,
what does it mean? But what does this whole thing mean for credit union? Are your current clients and then even future clients? Because it sounds like it's just making life easier for them, you know, with you guys combining forces. Not that you weren't combined before, but now you're kind of officially, you know, doubled your superpowers, so to speak. So what does that mean for your current clients?
Well, can I actually take that first, Jack, and then I'll toss it to
please,
you?
Please,
yeah,
go ahead,
Bobby.
Please do.
Yeah. So historically, having worked for a credit union and having worked for CUSOs, you know, for the last, I don't know, 17 years now, IT has been not a challenge point, but every credit union handles it differently. And the information security side, you know, in the last 5 and 10 years has just grown so fast that it feels like it's become a sticking point and like it's a challenge that if you're, you know, a mid-manager or a credit union, I don't want to say you have to fight your IT department, but you just have challenges. And as you have to do multi-factor authentication and do stuff on your cell phone or your hardware token or whatever, it becomes a problem.
Mm-hmm.
And where we design modern mobility is to remove that friction in the employee experience so that it helps them improve their experience and that information security doesn't become a challenge for them or a problem. It's something that's inherently built into the system. And ultimately, it's making their lives easier to do it. And so from my perspective, that's one of the big things that we're changing with credit unions is trying to remove friction from that employee experience.
Yeah.
But I'd love to turn it over to Jack now to kind of talk about the future and some of the other things Pure IT is doing and what the Purity acquisition is going to help mean for Pure IT in the future.
Let's hear it.
So, Jack. Mike, I think that's beautiful, Robbie. Thank you. And thank you, Mike. So this is where this whole thing came into bear. So we actually have been through we've been going through a capital raise, and we've been very successful in that raise. And we're going to do some press releases and announcements around that. Purity is actually the first step for us to better serve credit unions going into 2022 in the future, right? So what we're trying to do, Mike, is we're going to go out and we're going to make some acquisitions strategically to better serve our current clients. Mm-hmm. So we want to get operationally better. I mean, we have some weak points and gaps in our services. I mean, I'm a CEO. I can be very vulnerable about that. We got to shore up our support, our services. We got to get better. We got to make sure that we're giving credit unions the best support. We're delivering our projects efficiently and timely to get them to be able to help and serve their members. That's why we exist, right? We're CUSO. So that's it. That's why we exist. So everything we do going forward is strategic, and every acquisition, every tool we look at, every purchase we make is with trying to better the services we already have and then solve problems we see in the space. So part of Purity was a problem-solving solution, building this modern mobility, getting it in the cloud, being able to get it to credit unions. We're going to partner with Invisit, ICUL, the Illinois Credit Union League. I hope you're familiar with them, to bring this service to a lot of their credit unions because they have a need. And they came to us and said, look, credit unions need this, and we're getting asked about it. So we wanted to build something that we could help push out and affect as many credit unions as possible as fast as we could, right? And so, but we've got a whole roadmap here this year that we're going to start executing on that I hope we can effectively start to provide better service and more service faster to credit unions. That's the goal.
Yeah.
So when you ask the question strategically, we're not done. There's going to be things we do this year that we hope rock the industry. And we hope some of them, and Robbie kind of touched on this, so I don't want to say we want to disrupt the cores, because that would be crazy to say in a bad way, but we want to disrupt them in a good way. Right. And in that disruption, what we want to bring to bear is we want to allow credit unions and fintechs to have solutions that allow them to get together faster to bring best of breed solutions to
well
members.
Done. Yeah.
That's our focus this year. And that's every acquisition, every company we look at, everything we do is going to be focused on that.
Right on, right on. So, and Robbie, you talked about something that just kind of peaked just the word friction. We hear it a lot on the member side, like, hey, let's reduce the member friction in this app or this solution, whatever. But you mentioned the friction from the staff side or the employee side, which, I mean, as we all know, we've been in any organization in most any industry, and there's all this friction, there's all these hurdles you got to jump over just to do your job. But man, to really streamline that whole process, what you described there, I mean, when you have happy employees, happy staff, that equals happy, great service to your members, and that equals happy members. So, I mean, you got to take care of your own before you can take care of your audience. So great yep. stuff here, guys. So what are the goals here? I'm going to kind of wrap up because I know you guys have other calls coming here today, because we're all on Zoom marathons today. So, but what are some goals that you guys want to achieve here? And I think, Jack, you kind of alluded to a few of them in your previous response, but you want to kind of wrap that up on your end here? As far as some goals?
I think it's really securing the financial institution. So think about it this way, Mike. We have, I think there's around, how is the number moves, but so I think there's about 4,800 credit unions, 4,600, maybe 52. It's in that range. We want to be able to touch as many of those credit unions and give them secure IT that meets the NCUA standards as fast as possible. Mm-hmm. And I think that the problem that we've identified right now that we're trying to solve with modern mobility is how do you do that quickly? And how do you affect the most as fast as you can? So that's so our goal is to secure credit unions. I mean, let's just say it, to get them to multi-factor authentication as fast as we can and not ignore the small ones, the ones that need it really badly. I mean, because I just feel like that gets ignored a lot, and we're going to focus on that as well. So.
Yeah, and that point has never been more important than right now, especially as we're coming out of what we've been through the last year and a half, 2 years. So that's never been more important. Robbie, what's your take on what goals from your perspective do you have with you guys joining forces, so to speak?
Well, fundamentally, I believe credit unions try to measure their success, depending on who you talk to, either in ROA or like return to member, some type of metric like that. And I'm a really big believer in that, is figuring out how credit unions can best serve their members. What can credit unions be best in the world at? And, you know, rarely is a credit union going to be best in the world at IT. They can't, it's not a competitive differentiator for them. It's a cost center. And what their members care about is they don't have an information security breach and their services are up when they need them to be, you know, kind of some infrastructure stuff like that. And so with modern mobility, we really want to be able to take some of kind of the heavy lifting, you know, how you make the sausage on the back end stuff away. And again, remove some of that friction from the employees' lives and help them best serve members so that they can drive ROA and they can drive return to member.
Exactly. Yeah, there's nothing more frustrating when you have the ability to serve those members, but there's these little technology impediments that are keeping you from doing that. So frustrating. And so it sounds like you guys are going to shore that up on your end and really allow credit unions to do what they do best. And that's, you know, serve the members to the best of their ability. So good stuff, guys. Anything else to wrap up? Any final words? Because I know this is, like you said, Jack, this is kind of sounds like step one in a longer process for 2022. So really excited.
We'll be coming back to talk to you, hopefully a bunch.
Okay.
With a lot of cool announcements over the next year, because we're excited about a lot that we have going on.
Cool.
And so, yeah,
okay.
I could not be happier. 2022 is going to be a great year, Mike.
Yeah. All right. Good, good. Well, and that's great news for credit unions too. And that's what we're here for. So good stuff. All right, guys. Well, I'm going to let you get back at it. And thank you so much for chatting today. Appreciate it. And we'll be keeping an eye out for you guys and watching you, and then look forward to having you back on. So good stuff.
Thank you so much.
That's good. Thanks, Mike.